Last night on Jeopardy, they had a baseball category with the World Series, of course, coming up. And the folks giving the clues were the Fox baseball team. John Smoltz and Alex Rodriguez and David Ortiz were giving the game clues. Let's give some credit where credit's due. Two contestants ran that category, and they got them all right.
A sports category?
Usually it never happens. We have a just getting into the category now. It's all about the World Series.
I'm Alex Rodriguez, acclaimed as the greatest defensive third baseman ever.
Nick.
Who is Brooks Robinson?
That's him.
Postseason Heroes 8.
In Game 1 of the 1988 World Series.
Nick.
Who is Vin Scully?
That's him.
Postseason Heroes 6.
I'm Derek Jeter. I've gotten all kinds of praise for making the flip plate of the plate.
Amanda.
Who's Posada?
Correct.
Postseason 400.
Don Larson had a career record of just 81 wins and 91 losses.
Amanda.
It was a perfect game.
Correct.
Postseason 200.
I'm David Ortiz.
Who's Babe Ruth?
That's correct.
Darn right. I mean, well done. Bravo. Well done through all of it.
Posada.
Yeah. Posada. Yeah.
That's a good get.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is good. That play by Derek Jeter, Yankee fans will know what I'm talking about, is the single greatest play I've ever seen in the history of baseball. Mm. With my own eyes. You know, seeing,
you never watching. Saw old Rams Gans complete the unassisted triple play.
No. I never saw Tinker to Evers to Chance. I never saw
unassisted triple play.
Okay. I didn't see it.
Yeah. I read about it. I never saw it.
I never saw it. The Jeter play where he ran from shortstop over to the first baseline, knowing that heads up a play to catch the ball and get a non-sliding Jeremy Giambi when I'm giving everything for the Yankees to lose. You tip your cap. You say, okay, you've got the greatest play of all time in my eyes.
I got a freezing cold take for you. I don't think he's that nice of a guy. I think I'd rather hang out with Alex Rodriguez.
You don't think he's nice?
I don't know. Just something about him. When I see him on the Fox coverage, I just don't care for him.
I think Alex Rodriguez is the fakest.
So you think he's...
I can't stand
You'd rather him. Hang out with Jeets?
I'd let Jeets teabag me before I'd have dinner with Alex Rodriguez.
I don't know why, but I see Alex Rodriguez and I'm like, he seems kind of fun. But I see Jeter, and I'm like, something about Jeter, I'm just like, I don't like this. I don't like him.
Everything about A-Rod is an act, a facade, a fake. Jeter is a real guy. That's my view of it. I couldn't disagree.
The realest to me is David Ortiz.
Oh, yeah. I agree. He's awesome. Yeah. He's great.
He's great. Poppy. Yeah.
It would be interesting to see if you really could hang out with those guys.
Would you want to go with Big Poppy to the DR and get maybe shot?
I'd get shot in the DR before I'd hang out with Alex Rodriguez.
Wow.
How's that? How's that for you? I can't stand
it. So you feel like if somehow I had a make-a-wish to get to meet the Fox pregame guys,
yeah,
I'd be sitting in a little room, and outside I'd hear Alex Rodriguez like, all right, where's this fat kid at?
Yes.
Where's this fat dying kid?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do think that.
Then he'd come in and be like, hey, champ, keep fighting.
I think Alex Rodriguez is a lot like Bryson DeChambeau. They were disliked because of their personalities, and they probably got with whoever to say, okay, here's how you remake your image. You got to be more fun. You got to do these kinds of things. But down deep, they're just as awful as they ever were.
Mm.
I really identify with these guys. I know. You see that? They put up a fake facade.
Yeah.
But really, if you get to know the real them,
you really wouldn't like them.
You'd hate them. Exactly.
They're not nice.
They're not nice people. Jeter, I think, is genuinely a good guy, and I like Ortiz, I think, is exactly what you see. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know why. Of course, I've never met any of them. Scott, you're talking about Jeets. Go ahead.
He is the biggest douchebag in the side of this world. He is the biggest douchebag. I've seen this dude walk by kids, not sign anything. Alex Rodriguez actually shook hands at least. I've never really talked to him, but talking to Derek Jeter, just listening to him talk, he is the biggest douchebag. Mm-hmm. I am a New York Yankee fan. I would definitely want to go hang out with Ortiz over any one of them.
Wow. That's saying something. Yes. Well, maybe Biggie's right. Maybe Biggie
something
is
about
right.
Jeter, I just see him. I'm like, I don't think you're a nice person.
Really? Is it?
I don't know. It's just something about the way he talks, his attitude sometimes. I just don't think outside of you doing this, you're a real nice, fun person.
Interesting.
And Rodriguez is probably fake. You're absolutely right about that. But when I see him, I feel more like, Well, I feel like he'd shoot the S with you more than Jeter would.
Well, I'll say this about Rodriguez and DeChambeau. I mean, who cares why they've changed their image? You know, they have. They used to be DeChambeau was hated, the golfer. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, now he's high-fiving fans and they love him. And I think it's clocked that some firm said, you need to remake your image. And here's how. But if you do it, I mean, you do it. You know, it's like, okay, I've changed my ways.
Yeah, you can change. People can change all the time.
And I'll say I do like A-Rod better than I did when he was a player. I just hate the Yankees. But I so respected Jeter. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jeter was Mr. Clutch. That guy was – I hated when he was coming up in the eighth inning of a tie game because you know he's getting a hit. He was just that good. A-Rod, I don't know. When I used to see him play – and plus he – it wasn't any fault of his own, but he should have been a Red Sox, and then he wasn't because of the stupid commissioner coming in or stupid players association coming in. I'm sorry, I'm reliving 2003. I'm reliving 2003, and that's not for me. We have Patrick on the line who's talking about the Yankees and which player you'd rather hang out with, A-Rod or Jeets. Patrick, you're talking Yankees baseball. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Lifetime fan. My dad was a Port Authority cop, New York and New Jersey, did all the airports and tunnels. And when the Yankees came back from winning the World Series in, 99 or 2000 against San Diego?
Yeah.
It's like they're bummed out that they didn't win at home.
Yeah.
And my dad's boss, another cop, they were sitting there trying to get an autograph for the kid, and none of these Yankees could be bothered, right? And finally, my dad's boss basically blackmailed Chuck Knoblauch into getting him a ride away from the paparazzis for an autograph.
Chuck Knoblauch. Was the only
Nobby.
One. Nobby would give a Nobby gave an autograph. The guy who couldn't throw it from second base to first. Get me out of here. At least he gave you one. At least
if
he gave
you
an autograph.
Ball.
Thanks, Patrick. Anthony, you're talking about Jeter. You met Derek Jeter. Now tell us your experience with him.
I did about 18 years ago. I worked in upstate New York, and he had a unit in a condo building. We were doing work. We actually went into his unit. There was probably like 9 or 10 suits hanging around talking. He personally walked away from them conversation to come over, talk to me, greet me. I explained to him what I was doing. I was more at awe because I'm standing here talking to Derek Jeter, but he gave me a tour of the place, started showing me artwork. I was just more enthusiastic to shake the hand that pet Mariah Carey's kitty. You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, right? That's it. Thanks, Anthony.